Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is October 21st, Wednesday, 2015. This is Meg. I'm your co-host for this evening. And just to get a few things out of the way so everybody can stay connected before we welcome our family together, make sure that you're signed up for our newsletter with our most current messages from the Company of Heaven and Catherine and Christine. Just go to whoneedslight.org and click the sign up button right there at the top and give us your email address, and you'll get the messages as soon as they hot off the press, as they say, right in your email box. You also can go to Who Needs Light Facebook page. We'll also post the messages there. Then for those of you who would like to listen on the phone, I'm just going to give you a few numbers in case for any reason the internet is not working or not available for you. You can call in and listen to the call on your phone. So we have a start meeting number for you, so get out your pen and paper. You can call in the number 701-801-1220 and then enter this ID number, 856-768-151-pound. And you'll be able to listen to this call on your phone in addition to an internet. And we have a few calls that are saved on archives there, so you can listen to that as well for the last few shows. All right, so I think that's it. I'm going to say hello to Catherine and Christine, and we have a wonderful show tonight with Archangel Michael, Sananda, and our dear mother, which I'm so happy about. Hi, Catherine. Hi, Christine.
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hi.
Hi there. Good to hear your voice.
Oh,
Christine,
yes.
Christine is here in her favorite outfit. She's wearing sound canceling earphones.
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia, right? Well, it's, of course, we're deep into the project of listening to frequencies that are being put out today, which some of you may be listening to involuntarily. It depends on your project, actually. So we just wanted to announce this for people who are really If your ears are hurting, your brain is screaming, you're up to here with like jangling in your head, it's because you are part of the transmutation team. Now, not everybody is as involved in this particular project as we are. So some people are more protected from the frequencies because they're working on other things. It just happens that this is what we're doing, and we need to know exactly what's coming in. And Christine, of course, has volunteered to do this part of the project. So she gets hit probably about the hardest by these things, and we are documenting it. And we tell the ones who are sending the frequencies all day long, okay, we're document. This is a documentary we're making. We're volunteers here. And they really need to understand that we are, all of us, all light workers, are volunteers. We're here doing this job because we want to, because of our feelings of love for everyone who needs to come to the light right now. We've been given the honor of holding the door open for these last ones who want to come running through safe just before the project ends. And we talk to them when the team says it's okay for us to. We talk to them. We talk to them about how they can come to freedom, how they can change everything for themselves and start a new life, and all they have to do is say in their hearts, I want to come to Mother and Father God. I want to come to the light. And then they are immediately protected by the Ashtar command, as we are, as we all are. And they are brought to safety, literally, on the ground. And we're not going to talk too much about how that works, but I can tell you there are thousands of light workers now who are deeply involved in this project of rescuing everyone who was kidnapped or brainwashed or raised in the cabal. And I especially want to talk about this for a moment, because so often I get emails from people who say, why don't they just punish the you-know-whats? When are they going to throw them all in jail? Well, what we've discovered is that they can be our children, because many light workers have volunteered to allow their children to go into the cabal, to be a part of this project, to help to rescue and free others. So be careful who you call they these days, is what we've learned, because some of our dearest and closest loved ones may be deeply involved and are helping now to free others. So the ones who are coming streaming through the doorways that are being held open for them are often the children who were kidnapped, the ones who were stolen and enslaved, many who were enslaved by the cabal. And those were the first ones we saw come streaming through by the thousands and thousands. And now the higher levels of the cabal are considering, and some of them coming through, and some making contact and telling others to come with them, that it's safe. But of course, it's very hard for them to understand, since they've been subjected to some of them thousands of years of programming and torture, it's very hard for them to understand that there could be light workers who really just want to help them. But that's the way it is. So we talk to them, we teach them what I'm telling you now, and that is that we are not victims. We are often feeling like, you know, they're throwing the kitchen sink at us, and that's true. But we're not victims because we could call this at any time, meaning we could say we're off the project. We've had it, and we hear from our dear company of heaven, just hang on, it's almost over. So all of us, I know we're not alone. We are just hanging on, all of us together. And I want to tell people about the meditation we've been doing. At 3 o'clock Eastern Time every afternoon, we're gathering together to do an action to help break through the membrane that has separated us from mother and father, the darkness that has enveloped the earth. And as we've been doing this action, this meditation, every day we're being told, every day, things are getting brighter. Today I was told that Sanat Kumara said, it's as if it used to be that the entire earth was blanketed in gray clouds. And now we see clouds, but we also see blue sky. And the energies are rising. So people who have just felt like it's so hopeless and will never get through all this, well, it's not true. We are. It's working. The clouds are parting. And today I went out and met a number of people to do some errands, and everywhere I went, people were so upbeat and so smiling and welcoming and greeting one another. It was just delightful. So, yes, it's a little rough right here at the end patch, but and as we're speaking, Christine is being hit, and so am I. And we just say to them, okay, that just means you haven't come through yet. There must be somebody there who is listening. And what we're saying must be important, or they wouldn't be trying to get us to stop saying it. So we're hoping they will accept our invitation and our love. Because once they come through, once they just simply say in their hearts, I want to come home. I want to come to the light. I want to come to Mother and Father God. They are immediately taken into protection by the Ashtar Command, and they are taken to safety. So now I'm being stabbed in the heart, and Christine is putting on her earphones so she doesn't have to hear the screaming frequencies. So I guess what we said is pretty important to them. So we'll take it as a compliment and hope that they really are listening, because we're going to have a wonderful show. We have news. We have Sananda and Archangel Michael and Mother God. And tonight we're going to talk about faith. That's what Mother God said she wanted to talk about especially. And Michael offered, because when we were preparing to do this show, I went, oh, how am I going to do this? I can barely speak. And they said, don't worry, we'll come in and help you. And they are. So Michael's here, and I'm going to let him be the master of ceremonies because he loves doing that too. And we have very exciting things to talk about. So, Meg, if you want to kind of, you and Michael can sort of take over the MC arrangements.
Very good.
We'll let Michael introduce us to what they want to talk about tonight.
All right, very good. All right, we'll give Catherine a second to connect with our dear brother Michael and welcome him as our master of ceremonies. Welcome, Michael. We're so glad you're here.
Meg, hello, and hello, everyone. Oh, I'm glad to be here. It is such an exciting time. I like it that you played our music. That was fun. And this show is all about you are not alone. This is why we use that song. Because it can get to feel pretty tough when your project is the focus of the resentment or the anger or the fear that it generates in the cabal. And many of you don't think of yourselves as doing a project. But I can tell you right now, every single one of you is involved in doing your mission. Because as we approach these last moments of the old days, the bad old days, we might call them, as we approach the final moments, everyone is doing their mission. If you are sitting in your living room chair listening to this show, you are doing your mission because you are adding your energies, your intentions, your love to our powerful burst of energy that helps to break through the old programming. And now we are more and more coordinated, organized, and filled with such admiration and pleasure at the way all of you in these last days have pulled together so with such determination, such courage. We know how hard it is. We can feel and observe what you're doing. We know your Arcturian teams are doing readings of your bodies, your feelings, your physical state. We know how you're doing. And we know that this has been really stressful. So we thank you all. Some of you are so modest that you don't realize that being a mother was the mission you came here to achieve. Or being a dear friend to someone who is sick. Or running a business where you have brought friendship and kindness to your employees. Or being a buffer. If you work in an office where there's a boss that's on a rampage and you are holding the light, you are helping. You're helping to keep those people around you steady. When you walk down the street and you greet people with kindness and compassion and joy, it lifts everyone. So don't think that you have to be volunteering in Africa or out on the streets doing some kind of humanitarian project, although that is fabulous. Those who are doing it, we thank you. But everyone is doing their own kind of courageous light work. It is your mission. As Father God used to say, where your foot is, that's your path. So all of you are crucial and so important to this project we're doing together. You're learning, aren't you, that this is not something that the company of heaven or that mother and father are going to bestow upon you or are going to materialize out of the blue. It is shoulder to shoulder, one step at a time together. We are accomplishing this wonderful mission of raising the vibration, creating the frequencies that will carry everyone through to their ascension. We are talking with each other all day long, those of us in the higher dimensions. We talk to Mother and Father all day long. We talk to each other. We check in with each other. We check in with you. We talk with all of you all day long. We're encouraging you. We're cheering you on. We're getting information from you. And as Catherine was saying earlier, there is something very important about these last days. She joked about doing a documentary, but it is absolutely true. We are documenting your prayers to us, your thoughts, your heartfelt feelings when you call to us and tell us what's happening with you. We listen. And it's important for us, not just that we know how you are and we can read the meters and how you're feeling. That's a good thing. And the Arcturians are keeping very close watch. The teams, the healing teams, the monitoring teams are keeping very close watch on all of you. But it's not the same as when you come forward and describe to us in your own words what you see, what you feel, and what you want. Because when you express from the deepest part of your heart what you want in this moment, in these days, this is how you are making it happen. We've told you about the action for peace, the entire Galactic Command, millions of ships, billions of beings are joining with you, and they will join with you every day at 3 o'clock, that's Eastern time, so you can look at your on your internet and see what time it is for you. It's a short meditation, and it's short for a reason, because light workers of great power don't need to burn out. We just need 5 to 10 minutes of your energy, your heart, your love, and your longing for peace. And when you all join together, connect with your galactic brothers and sisters, connect with us in the company of heaven, and Mother and Father, everyone is there. We will all be there at 3 o'clock. We will together all send our loving energies to envelop planet Earth, to embrace every single being on the planet in love and peace. And when you focus your energies in that, sending them to embrace Mother Terra, to embrace every being, every kingdom, every blade of grass, every person, man, woman, and child on the planet, think what we can do. Together, we will push this through. Now, we're going to talk about all the things that are in process now and that are coming. And I can tell you, we are not going to tell you it will happen. We are telling you it is happening. The things you have prayed for, the things you have yearned for, are truly in process. Now, of course, now I can feel, Catherine just alerted me, the cabal just attacked her as I said that. She can feel it in her body. As soon as I said, now mind you, Catherine's being protected, so you don't need to worry that they're going to kill her. They're trying to, but you don't need to worry. We're all here. We're protecting her. As soon as I said, it is happening. It's not that it's going to happen. It is happening. It's already on the way, and there is nothing they can do to stop it. There is nothing on the planet that can be done to stop these gifts from Mother and Father from being handed out to everyone on the planet. It is an exciting day, an exciting week. We're going to talk about the Keshe Foundation. We're going to talk about the Prosperity Funds. But most of all, we're going to talk about faith. Now, I agreed to give a little introduction about this topic, which I love to do, of course. When we, together, all of us, agreed to take part in this experiment, to come to Earth with a veil, allowing darkness, we chose something important. What we chose was to be separated from Mother and Father. In fact, to come to a place where it would be very difficult for us to feel Mother and Father's energies, to make contact with them the way we're used to, the way we always do in the higher dimensions. But here, in the last days, in the last decades, it has been so dark, so difficult, that it was very hard for anyone to keep their connection to Mother and Father, to feel the presence of their higher self, to feel us whispering in your ear. It was very hard. And so, in that state, we had to try to hang on. Some people did it through religion, through practicing with each other to try to remember what it was like to be in contact with Mother and Father. And then, of course, a lot of not so great ideas came in to convince people that Mother and Father were really punitive and angry and, well, and of course that there is no Mother God. Imagine. So here we are, coming up and out of that project where the most brutal, painful thing was to be completely disconnected from the higher dimensions. Many of you got used to it. You forgot about that connection. Many of us along the way became so absorbed in our lives that a spiritual connection to someone in higher dimensions seemed a sort of sidebar, something you do when you thought of it, instead of the way we live in higher dimensions, which is to be in the soup all the time, communicating, feeling joyful, knowing each other, feeling each other's presence, being in absolute joy to be in Mother and Father's presence. We forgot that. And in the process, we forgot about faith. Now, let's see if I can quote. When we told Catherine we wanted to talk about this, she said, well, faith is not believing in something you can't see. Faith is something you feel in your heart. And that is absolutely true. It is not a belief. It's not something you do with your mind. Faith is feeling the spark of Mother and God, of Father God, in your deepest heart. And when you feel that, when you feel the spark of life and joy and love that is Mother and Father God, then you have faith. You are living faith. You are living the connection that we now call the Rainbow Bridge. So when you go to the center of your heart, do it now. Feel your connection to Mother and Father. Feel yourself as a part of the wonderful wave of light that is sweeping across the earth right now. And add your part to it. Ah, it's magnificent. This, beloved brothers and sisters, is faith. We don't need to teach people faith. There's nothing you can say about it that will convince people. What we do need to do is to teach them how to go to their heart and listen and feel the truth, as all of you are doing. Now, by joining together, all of us now, by all joining together to do this, we are sending out the vibration, the frequencies that create these feelings in other people. This faith that we are sending to the world right now, together, all of us, is touching people's hearts. They will feel themselves awakening and thinking, oh, what a happy feeling I just had. I don't know where it came from, but it feels so good. Makes me want to hug someone. Makes me want to hug myself. That, beloved ones, is faith. feel it. Know the power of what we are doing right now. Nothing can, no darkness can survive in the face of this, this tremendous frequency of love and light and joy, and this permanent connection with Mother and Father. Mother is here, and she is beaming on all of us, sending her honey love, flowing down all your pillars of light. Mother and Father are so joyful about the actions we've taken, the work all of us have done. Every single one of you and all of us, we have been working flat out, every one of us. We know how you've been working. We know how you're hanging on. Well, it's paying off, I can tell you that. We've been doing the same, you know. We're out here at the edge of creation, as we say, doing 150 times what we thought we were capable of, just as you're doing. And oh my, what a brilliant success this is. And how exciting it's going to be when we all are celebrating in the streets. And believe me, beloved brothers and sisters, that day is dawning already. Now, Sananda's here. He wants to talk with you about some of the things that are happening. We want to talk about the Keshe Foundation's announcements. We want to talk about how much we love you. And we absolutely want to hear Mother God, because everything she says is just makes you feel like you're so happy to be here. Yes, we all are going to say that soon. All of you who've had such a difficult time of it, very soon are going to be saying, maybe you already are saying it, oh, I'm so glad I've been here for this. I'm so honored to have had a place in this magnificent change, this magnificent change of the ages. What a glorious time it is. I feel Meg's presence. Are you here, dear Sister Meg?
Yes, smiling. So many thoughts running through my head with what you're saying, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweet Meg. Now I'll turn this back over to you and to Catherine. And next we're going to hear from Sananda. So let's give Catherine a little break while she rights herself after this attack. She's just been, we've talked about this today. We're not going to call it an attack exactly, because all of us, just as you are all holding the door open, we are holding the door open to allow you to experience this assault because it's so important that we're documenting all of this right now. So you, beloved family, are all working together on this historic documentary that we will all share when we meet at the celebration. You are all playing an important part, and it's all being recorded. So speak up, come onto the stage, and do your part, and it will be recorded for posterity forever. Now, I'll turn it back to you, Meg. Thank you. I say namaste to everyone. I am your brother, Michael.
Namaste, Michael. Thank you so much. Yes, as Catherine was talking about going out and being with people and they're in such a uplifting mood, it's the same interesting conversations I have with people I work with. And one today stuck out with what Michael said. She goes, you know, I'm going to be changing jobs this year because I recognize that there's more I want on how I want to interact with the children I work with. And I'm just choosing not to be negative. And I'm going to think about what I want to create. And that's where I'm going to put my energy.
Great.
And it was such a clear statement for what I think many people are experiencing right now, that they just understand the power of their faith and their words, and they're wanting to take responsibility for where they are, and they're in their power for what they want to create. It was so clear with what Michael said that this is where many people are resonating with. So I wouldn't doubt if we're all having touches of these conversations with people as we go about our day that seem subtle but are so profound with our ability to build this new era that we're moving into. So I'm so grateful that Michael talked about that. And thank you, Catherine.
Speaking of, I talked to our dear Luis from Paraguay today, and he said, people are so different. He said he deals with a lot of people, and he said their attitudes are very different. People can talk about things. He said, I can talk about everything with people that I never used to be able to mention. They would say, oh, you're crazy. But now we can talk about everything. And there's more and more evidence coming through, too, little by little. I don't want to take Sananda's. I don't want to get in the way of it, what he wants to talk about. But he's gonna talk about some of that, how people really can't help but wake up because we're getting these, you know, we're getting evidence from every direction about things that we never even imagined were possible. So thanks. Yeah, that's a lovely story, and one that I'm sure is repeated everywhere. I do miss sometimes that we used to have callers, and we love to hear from people, but this new format, we decided to shorten the call, and to do that, we weren't able to take calls, but I know I can practically feel people saying, oh, yeah, I want to tell you my story about what happened, and I want to share.
Yep.
So we may at some point get back to that, but for the time being, we've just made the calls a bit shorter. So, well, you know, we're always open to new formats and new ideas. So we'll see. All right, I'm right now on speakerphone, and I am wondering if it makes a difference to you.
Very clear. Yeah, it's very clear.
So if people hear a little beep every once in a while, it's because I'm going on and off of speakerphone. It's not some problem with Blog Talk. We've had a really good time lately. It's working very nicely, so we don't seem to be having problems, which is a great relief. So I'm going to step aside and let Sananda come and talk to us. Oh, I think he has something very interesting. He's giving me a preview as I'm talking to you. Wait, Sananda, wait a minute. I want to be able to say this to people. I'm trying to eat and chew gum at the same time or something. Oh, it's walk and chew gum. Oh, that was a funny moment. Okay. I'm going to step aside and let Sananda speak.
Very good,
and
Catherine.
He'll explain why he was giving me a preview. Okay. Sananda, come on in. Meg, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, we don't need much of a hello. Welcome, dear brother.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Yes, it's Sananda. Hello, everybody. Oh, we're having fun here. I was just giving Catherine a little preview of something I'm going to reveal in this call that I thought would give her a tickle, and it did. So, first of all, let's start with what's on everybody's mind, the Keshe Foundation, and the announcements that our beloved Keshe has been bringing forth. It is a fabulous time. And, of course, you know, the media doesn't want everybody to think this is really legitimate and true because it's much too astonishing. It's much too important for them to announce as news. It is true. Beloved ones, it is true. The new technology that the foundation has brought forth, and Keshe has done such a fabulous job. He is a man of great heart, great intelligence, great vision. And it is his intention to use his gifts to help change the world. And he has accomplished that already by bringing forth the free energy technology that everyone on planet Earth will have access to in the coming days. He has announced it in the group of diplomats in Rome. As you know, he gave a lovely presentation. I recommend that everyone go and watch his videos because they're a delight to watch, first of all, and because you will enjoy seeing the remarkable and rather amusing resemblance that he has to Albert Einstein. Now, all of you know that Einstein changed the world with his equations and his theories about things much larger than what we could see on planet Earth. Well, Dr. Keshe is doing the same, and he is a reincarnation of Albert Einstein. And the things he has done are to carry forward the work that Einstein had not finished, and to put it into the practical usage that will benefit everyone on planet Earth. He has predicted that within 6 months, there will be no more need for fossil fuels. Now, I can tell you that, of course, we have been supporting him for years, helping him to bring this through, helping him to create and disseminate the information. And he has done it in such a way that he has been protected. Of course, he's under the protection of the Ashtar Command, and our galactic brothers and sisters have had a great interest in this because, of course, much of the technology comes from, well, we'll say higher dimensional sources. He has created the actual machinery, the small technological, what's the word I'm trying to say, the device that provides the free energy technologies. It is a lovely small package. It's easy to transport. It's simple to install. And it provides unlimited energy, unlimited electricity, with no pollution, no resources needed. It is complete. Now, the plan was to release it to the entire world. And, of course, he previewed this by putting out the plans and the information on the internet. So there are thousands and thousands of people who copied his plans, and this allowed us to protect him so that he would not be assassinated by the cabal, as so many others have been in the past. Well, this beloved man, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to reveal who his higher self is. Do I have your permission, dear brother? I don't want to do this too soon. All right. Let's give a pass on that for now. He's saying, no, it's too soon. We'll wait. Perhaps next week we'll introduce you to the secret identity of the man behind Dr. Keshe and Einstein himself. Now let's move on to some other wonderful things that have been happening. I just have to give a little shout out to my brother here who's going, no, not yet. Sorry, pal. I'll back off on that one. I was enjoying revealing who's who. It's a fun thing for us, and we know it's fun for you. Soon, very soon, there will be no mysteries. We will have such a good time together, and you'll be laughing with all of us about this deep connection that we've all had with one another over so many centuries. We know each other so well. And you're just beginning to feel our deep connections and the feeling of family that we share. So it delights us to extend whenever we can, to extend your knowledge or to reach forward to you, to bring you closer to us. So on that topic, let's talk about what happened in China recently. Many of you have seen the lovely video of the city that appeared mysteriously above a small town in China. You can Google it. It's very easy to find because there are probably millions and millions of views by now. So the man who filmed on his camera, filmed the city cloud presenting itself as if it was riding on a cloud just above his town, where everyone ran out into the street, pointing and shouting and laughing at this apparent mirage. And he managed to film it. Isn't that a coincidence? We made sure that he had his camera with him that day. So the of course, the scientists are trying to discredit it or discount it as some phenomenon that is more like a mirage. No, it was not a mirage. It was a fifth-dimensional city that showed itself. And it does exist. It does exist where it appeared. It is above the town. It is a real city inhabited by real beings who are simply of a higher dimension. So you see, we are showing ourselves in every possible way to help people to become more relaxed, more accepting. And, of course, there are many sightings now of, well, they're not even so much calling them UFOs anymore, because they are identified. They are ships. They are our galactic brothers and sisters, most of them scout ships, because, of course, we don't bring a mothership down to close to the Earth. It's too huge. It would frighten people. But we send the scout ships, and they are appearing all over the globe, everywhere that it's truly safe for them to appear. We don't want to start a dust-up with those who are on their way out. So we're very careful about where we allow the ships to go, but you see it now on the internet. So there are many things we can do now that we couldn't do just a few years ago. It's such an exciting time. Now, we said tonight's topic is about faith. And it's something, of course, I am familiar with, right down to my toes. But for all of you, I'm here to reassure you, to bring you my love and my compassion, because I too have spent many lifetimes on Earth, not just the ones that have been so talked about, but many lifetimes. Often we in the company of heaven come to Earth to live a lifetime where we can learn, where we can experience what all of you experience, where we can, yes, hopefully leave our mark, but not necessarily in a place where we gain some kind of notoriety or fame. That's not our purpose for coming. We want to know exactly what it's like, exactly how you feel. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, I am not sitting on a cloud for 2,000 years waiting for things to happen. None of us have done that. We have been here with you every year, every generation. We take turns. Sometimes our twin flames come. Sometimes we come. We have done this, what do they call it, the dangerous duty or the hard stuff. We've done it with you. We couldn't expect you to do it. And we'd sit up there making decisions and deciding how it should, what the outcome should be. Of course not. Our faith in humanity, our faith in Mother and Father, required that we share with you. The burdens, the joys, the laughter, the fun, and yes, the suffering as well. We know this project. We know what this experiment has caused. We know how you feel. I hope that you will never have to say to yourself again, oh, well, they're so far up there in some dimension that they couldn't possibly know how we feel. I tell you, beloved brothers and sisters, we know. Now, it is true that things have changed in 10, 20 years. Everything is changing so fast. So this is part of the reason that we ask you to help us document this. All of you are so important to this process. We rely on you to talk with us, to tell us how you feel, to tell us what you observe, what you know about what's going on right now, because you feel it, you see it, you understand it. And of course, as we speak, the frequencies are rising. It's really a compliment to us that talking about faith and understanding how all of you feel causes those who are leaning on the button quite a dilemma, because they hear the sense of what we're saying. They hear the love in what we're saying. And they don't understand compassion and mercy because it has never been shown to them. Those that some of you used to think of as the worst of the worst and your enemy, I tell you, have lived terrible, terrible lives, have been subjected to unspeakable pain because we know, we can say this because we know that no one would lose their connection to their own heart if they hadn't been tortured and tormented. No one would lose their connection to mother and father. The burning spark in deep in our hearts that tells us we are loved, that tells us we are God's children. We cannot lose that because we have not been tormented and broken. And so those of us who remain as the faithful are the lucky ones. We were not subjected to the same torture, the same torment, the same profound brainwashing and programming that these who are in charge of the dark projects have endured. And so we can have nothing but compassion and love. We wish for them to heal. We want them to come home to mother and father, because without them, our lives will not be complete. The true story will not be told without their story. We need them, you see. We need their strength. We need the true story of how human beings were made to do things that are not inherent in what we would do, how they were forced to believe things that are not true, how they became the organization, the group that wanted so badly to control and have power over others. We need to hear their story. We need to know how they felt, how they were convinced that this kind of power that requires that you torture and maim and punish others, how were they convinced that that is a good way? That that is the answer. And that it will bring them some kind of happiness or satisfaction. They are not happy. They are not satisfied, not ever. Because what they try to use to satisfy themselves is so contrary to what a human heart yearns for. And that is love and connection with mother and father and with each other. They are isolated. They are alone. And this is why we played the song, "You Are Not Alone." There is not one human being on earth who is truly alone. It's impossible. When you come here to incarnate, and it doesn't matter if you are in the highest light possible, or whether you are plunged into the dark cabal and the organizations that are trying to destroy the planet, it doesn't matter. You all come with angels, with a higher self, with a connection, a potential connection in your hearts to Mother and Father God. The spark of life that sustains you is your connection to Mother and Father. You need no special belief system or religion or spiritual practice to understand that in your heart is the spark that is faith. There's nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to understand in order to make your connection to Mother and Father God. You simply need to go deep in your heart and feel that spark of life. That spark of life is not something that was given to you at birth for you to walk away and live a life without connection. That spark continues because you have a continuing connection to higher dimensions. Without that connection, you stop breathing. So the fact that you're here and you're alive means you are connected to Mother and Father God. You do have a place as a child of God. If you are alive, you are connected with Mother and Father God. We need nothing more. We need no religions, no belief systems, no special practices, no, we don't even need meditation and lighting candles and saying special things, although sometimes that's enjoyable and helpful to help you focus or concentrate. But there is nothing else we need. To feel our connection to Mother and Father and to each other. Because when your eyes rest upon another being, human or otherwise, when you look into those eyes, you see the spark of life. And you know we are one. We are eternally one. Now, Mother God is here. I will turn this over to her. She is beaming on us with the greatest of light and love and fondness. Thank you, dear Mother God. I will say namaste for now. I am your brother, Sananda. Namaste, all. Hi, everybody. This is Catherine. Thank you, Sananda.
Thank you.
Yeah, I could feel the cabal turning up the screws as I was talking, and I see Christine has resorted to her famous ice pack technique. When they start to turn up the frequencies, she gets her ice pack and puts it on her head. I have to have these pictures for the album. I must remember to take pictures of Christine with her ice pack and her earphones. Oh, yes, and Che. She also has access to the great healer, Dr. Che, our Chihuahua, who has learned to send the most amazing frequencies. He knows how to drain off pain. He knows how to send love and heal. And he, whenever he feels the frequencies go up, he starts barking at Christine and demands that she get into bed so he can do a treatment. And he leaps up on the bed and dives under the covers and puts his paws where the pain is. And he will stay there for hours at a time. And if he feels that there's another place on her body that needs attention, he'll move around and place his paws on the spot that he thinks she needs, where she needs healing. And her cats are wonderful about that. They will come and do treatments and similar kinds of things. It's amazing. So our pets even are raising their frequency and learning new things. So don't be surprised, all of you, if your pets start doing some very attentive, very sort of different kinds of things to help you, because they are on the mission too. And little Che is, oh my gosh, is he on a mission. He is going to heal everyone he comes in contact with. And that's his goal. And he won't stop until it's done. We have to remind him. I come and get him and take him outside and make him drink water, because he would go for 18 hours. He doesn't care about food or water. He is on it. We call him Dr. Che, or recently, Chenanda. Chenanda's bowing, saying he's honored. Oh, okay, so I'm going to turn this over to you, Meg. And get a little drink of water and let Mother come through.
Oh, wonderful.
Her love light, her honey love shining on us.
Honey love. No, I went to sleep last night, and I said, Mother, we just need to hear from our mom. Please come and talk to us. I was so grateful when I saw your message.
Oh, they must hear you.
Oh, I just sometimes just need to hear from my mother. So I'm so grateful she's here.
Okay, I'm going to step out of the way and let her come through.
Okay, wonderful. Welcome, Mother. Thanks for coming so much.
Oh, beloved Meg, you called me. I heard you. I was so touched by the way you asked to speak with your mother. You know, it's so rare for us. It's so heartwarming and touches us so deeply when our children begin to turn to us and acknowledge we're real, our relationship is real, our love for you is real, our deep connection to you is real. You know, Sananda was talking about how we understand, we feel what you feel. We're not far away in some distant place. We're right here next to you. We feel the energies. We see your face. We feel what you're feeling. And we listen. We listen attentively to what you're saying. We want this deep connection with you, all of you. I know we've tried to explain to you many times, and I think it takes a lot of explaining to really understand, given where you've been and the lives you've led. It's hard for you to understand that there could be a mother and father God who aren't angry with you, who aren't going to punish you, who don't think of you as sinners or bad people. Oh, no. We know everything about your history. We know everything about where you've been, the difficulties you've encountered, the changes that it creates in you, all of you. We could not possibly ever feel any kind of emotion or impulse that would resemble wanting to punish you or judge you or think of you from some superior position. You are our children. We are as responsible for what happens to you as you are. You're here because you agreed to this experiment, as we did. You wanted to feel separate. You wanted to know your strengths. You wanted to understand the depth of your faith, whether it would carry you back to us. Of course, when you decided upon this experiment, none of you thought that there could ever be a way that you would stray. It never even, well, it crossed your minds, but you never were convinced that it would even be possible for you to stray from our love or to forget that we exist or to insist even that there is no such thing as God and God has turned their back on you. Many, many of you have said that. Many of you have felt it deeply. And we understand why. Because this creation that has been the matrix that you've lived in was mind-boggling, intense, destructive, and carried with it enormous amounts of energy. Because, of course, all of you are putting your energy into whatever it is you're feeling. And if you're feeling abandoned and betrayed and isolated, the energies that you contribute to the collective will be those energies. And as it became more and more difficult, more and more complex, darker and darker, your feelings of being abandoned fed into that system and created further separation. It was like a vortex swirling downward into separation and darkness and despair. We could not simply step in and put a stop to it, because so long ago we promised you. We gave our word in a solemn vow that even if you got into trouble and cried out for us to end this project, our agreement was that we could not do that without you. And so these many years, we watched, we listened, we prayed, we connected with every one of you anytime you reached out to us, and it helped. There have always been some, well, the darkest times, there were very few left who remembered their connection to us. Now, that is changing. And we have used every possible dispensation we could to help you, as was our agreement. Anytime someone reached out to us, it would create an energy connection that could be used to help you. We have looked for those. We have used every possible connection to help send you back the help and the love and sometimes the interventions that were possible for us to make. And now, beloved children, we are on the threshold of a leap into an entirely new world, one that we have created together. Look around you. Look at your friends and your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. Everywhere you look, there are people coming alive, reaching out. People you used to think of as grumpy and impossible, suddenly offering their services to those around them. It is happening, beloveds. You're seeing the magic cities appear before your eyes. You're seeing the ships in the skies. You're hearing the stories of the wonderful technologies that are coming to you. It is all true. And much, much more. Awaken, dear children. those of you who feel doubt, who feel yourself saying, oh yes, but where were you when I needed you? We don't blame you for that. We know that there were terrible times when you could not hear us, no matter how hard we tried to reach you. When you could not reach out because you were in such despair. When you became depressed and lonely, and it didn't even occur to you to reach to us because you felt so alone and were so convinced of it. Those days are over. Never again. Never again. We hear this from so many of you now. As you are awakening, you realize, oh, I helped to design this. It was my idea to venture so far. And we don't blame you for that. We admire your courage. We are so in awe of your ability to turn around, to come back, and even to say, oh, Mother and Father, I was wrong. I didn't realize. I didn't even know that I was out of contact with you. I didn't even know what I had lost. We see that. We understand. There have been many experiments, many attempts to stretch, to understand, to grow. We have created our children this way, to be adventurous, to be determined, and sometimes to be rebellious. We don't think of it as rebellion. We think of it as stretching yourselves. You are daring. And those of you who come to wear human bodies become even more daring. That was part of the difficulty. The innate sense of adventure that comes with being in a human body sometimes encourages you to go out on the limb, as you say, and to experience yourself as alone and even desperate. But now at last, beloved children, when you feel those feelings of desperation or fear, most often you turn to us. And when you do, we can pour our love on you. And more often, you awaken and say, oh, I felt that. I'm not alone. Someone's here with me. It is us. Of course, we send our dear company of heaven, the masters and the angels and the elementals, all of the kingdoms, we send them to you. The animals that are so helpful, the ones that you don't even know about that are helping you, the whales, the dolphins, the deer that wander through your forests. All are here to help you. Those of you who have little pets like the ones that Catherine was just describing, look into their eyes. Appreciate that they are here to serve you. They came to help you in these difficult days. and our beloved children who have gone into the darkness. I speak to you now, dear ones, those who traveled the farthest from our love, those of you who delved most deeply into the darkness and what you call evil, those who invested their hopes and dreams in projects that would bring pain to others. We see you. We long to hold you. We long to be able to help you heal. Please, beloved children, come home to us. We know many of you are listening. We know you feel the longing in our hearts. I ask you, lay down your regrets. Lay down your fears, your feelings that you have failed at something. You have not. You have become the outliers, the adventurers, the wanderers, whose story needs to be told. You have suffered the most. And because of that, you have the most to gain by coming home to us. We ask nothing of you. We promise you only that you will be protected, that you will be cared for and healed. We beg you, beloved children, come home. We will embrace you. We will hold you until you are healed, until you are made new and bright and shiny and filled with joy. For that is what we wish for all our children. There can be no punishment for what has happened here on planet Earth. Because if we were to create a place to put people who have done wrong or who have been unkind or who have experimented in dark ways, there would be no one left. No one. So, beloved ones, all who have held out because of fear or because of some belief that you'll lose something, some pleasure that was all you had in life, some sense of power assuaged your vulnerability. All of it was an experience, a tremendous learning experience for everyone. We love you. We feel no regret, no anger, no vengeance. We feel only love and great compassion for the suffering you have endured. For no one would turn against their fellow humans if they hadn't been tortured, tormented, misused. We all need to make it up to each other. Together, we all need to come into the light to experience joy, friendship, belonging. There is no good or better or best. Every child, every soul in creation is precious, is our beloved child. You hear me. I feel you. I love you. I am your mother, the one you call Mother God. And I am here for you, every one. My beloved children, we are not separate. You are not alone. We are inseparable. No matter how far you may have wandered, no matter what you've done or haven't done or think you have done, it doesn't matter any longer. We are one. And we are all made of love. Namaste, my beloved children, one and all. I am your mother, God.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much.
Oh, my.
Oh, my, yes.
I have tears.
Yes.
Running down my face. Mother was crying. I felt her. Her great love. And it's been, I understand how people find it hard to believe that there could be a God that is just completely loving. How can it be that they don't resent anything or that they're not angry about anything? But when Mother comes and I feel her energy, it is absolute to me. It is unmistakable that there is not a molecule anywhere in her being that has anything to do with anger or resentment or vindictiveness. It doesn't exist in them. So I guess this whole project is going to be about how did we figure that out? How did we get to be like that if they're not like that? Those are all questions we'll be pondering for a long time, I think. But thank you, Mother.
Thank you, Mother.
I hope everyone could feel what I was feeling. I hope everyone can hear what I was hearing. She could not have tried harder to get her message across that she wants everyone, everyone to come home and celebrate together. What a party that's going to be. Oh, my. I don't know if you'd like to say something else, Meg.
No.
But I'm just now.
It's just what I wanted. It's just what I wanted to hear.
You asked. You asked Mother to come and talk to us, and boy, here she is.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody who's listening, no matter where you are or what you're doing right now, I know you had to be touched by that. I know it stirred the spark in everyone's heart. Everyone who hears this has to feel that. She imbued this message with so much love that it's just going to jump out of the archives when people listen. They're going to feel it. And anybody, don't hesitate to go to the archives and listen to these again. Because when you listen to it again, I'm always amazed when I hear the things that were said. The first time you listen, it just washes over you and sort of becomes a part of you. But then when you go back to listen, you can really enjoy it again and on an even higher level. So by all means, go back and listen, folks, to past shows, and you'll feel the continuity and the truth that they're bringing through for us. So I'm going to say good night, everybody. How about you, Meg? Are you happy?
And Catherine, thank you too. I know you always consider it such an honor, and I know you do. But I can't thank you enough for being the voice of these beautiful masters and mother. Without your voice, we wouldn't be able to hear it quite the way she's bringing it through. So thank you so much, Catherine, and I know many people on the phone are saying the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Meg. I'm so honored to be able to do this.
Yeah.
I just feel blessed. Okay, let's hear from Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Message for tonight.
Thank you
all
for
listening. We are not alone.
Yes.
Let's see if it plays. Yes, here we go.
We'll see you all next week. Good night, everybody.
Till next Wednesday.
3 o'clock. Send your love.
Oh, 3 o'clock every day.
Every day.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.